latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
In April of this year, the Spanish Air Safety Authority, along with the ministerial departments of the government, announced that pilotless aircraft, or drones, as they become known, will be banned from flying for commercial activities in the country's airspace. The move would ban the use of remotely flown aircraft, which are currently used for photography, irrigation, security and other purposes, although it would not rule out the use for military drones. The exclusion of the flying devices from the skies of Spain may seem like nothing more than the means of controlling a potential hazard, but the subject raised a question as to what would therefore happen at the aerodrome built specifically for drones in the Huelva area of Andalusia. Between the central and autonomous governments, €40 million was invested in an airfield specifically designed for test flying drones, which is in a location near to the protected Doñana Natural Park, already the subject of considerable controversy as the construction was in the protected environmental zone, as it is the home of breeding lynx, a species in extreme threat of extinction. Now, rather than banning drones at the facility outright, the government is proposing a series of controls to restrict the types of aircraft that can be used at the facility. However, according to Rosa Díaz, the coordinator for the UPED group, there are currently no aerospace company in the market that intends to build a drone that can use the facility. And although the restrictions are eased for those aircraft over 650 kilos in weight, no such aircraft actually exists around the globe. In fact, 90% of the drones on the list are unable to use the airfield under the current rules. There's only one, which belongs to the Airbus group, the Atlante model, which has already flown in Spain and therefore unlikely to need test facilities. A second centre was also constructed nearby at an additional cost of €4.2 million. The safety agency and government are now working on the documents to regulate the use of drones, the results which will be published once complete, when the future of these multi-million euro environmentally destroying facilities may finally be revealed.